Senator John Braun joins me now. Senator, it's good to have you back on the program. And I thought we'd ask, because you've suggested this, and it's a good time to take a look. Two full academic years since Jay Inslee decided to close down the public schools and then eventually open them back up again. So what's happened to student progress in that time?
Well, it's done exactly what we warned folks about. It's taken a huge nosedive due to learnings loss associated with kids not being in the classroom. And of particular note, the achievement gap, as they call it, the gap between our best performing students and the students that are struggling, sometimes due to economic challenges or academic challenges or social emotional challenges, they've fallen further behind. In particular, students of color have fallen further behind their classmates during this time frame. So it's exactly as we predicted when the current majorities and the governor insisted on keeping our schools closed, when we know that the kids were not seriously at risk from COVID, and that the long-term damage from missing out on their academic studies would do much more harm than any physical risk.
Well, and Senator, I don't have much sympathy for Governor Inslee. I mean, he's a Democrat. The schools and the state said to the federal government, give us a giant pile of cash because we're going to need it for COVID. As I understand it, still an awful lot of that cash has not been spent. So it's not as though they can say, well, we don't have the resources to do something to help these kids catch up. They do have the resources. In many cases, they haven't spent it. And when are they planning to help these kids catch up? Is it going to be before they graduate from school, or are we just simply not going to do it? Because it sounds like that's the result people are getting.
That's exactly right. We have hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars that came from the federal government directly to our school systems, and for a number of different things, but a certain percentage that was supposed to go towards learning loss. And here we are, end of 2023, we're nearly 2 years out of the pandemic, and we still can't show where the right percentage has gone to help students recover. It's just abysmal. And we've fought this literally every session since 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. We fought to get money specifically allocated to address learning loss. The governor has pushed back at every turn, including vetoing both the funding going directly to learning loss in the school system, instead letting the superintendent of public instruction directed as he sees fit, which has been, less than stellar, or has vetoed even a study. We had a study to make sure we at least knew what the effects were, and the governor vetoed that as well. We were able to get the study done anyhow, and it showed exactly what we thought, which we are falling behind. We got on a bad track, and we have done absolutely nothing to get ourselves back on the right track for our kids.
I mean, because Senator Braun, there are Democrats all day long who will tell you, well, there are the haves and the have-nots. Your study, what you've written about here, says the haves, the kids who are from the affluent families, are doing pretty darn good. They're close to their pre-pandemic scores. But the kids who are the poor kids, who are already behind to begin with, and then the pandemic hits, the government shuts down the schools, it keeps them closed too long, that they're falling farther behind, even though the affluent kids are doing fine or doing reasonably well.
That's correct. I mean, this is what we've described as the equity issue of our time. And we said this in 2021 when we came back for the first session during the pandemic. And literally, I said this on the floor of the Senate and got ridiculed from one of my colleagues on the other side and stood up and talked about it again. It is. The folks, the kids who were already struggling, the kids who have, any number of disadvantages are the ones who are suffering. You look at the study, and I referenced the numbers from the city of Seattle, and you look at the affluent schools, Ballard, Roosevelt, West Seattle. Those kids are back on track, or nearly back on track. It's at least close. The kids who are from poor regions of Seattle, who have other struggles in their lives, they are not. They're worse off now than they were before the pandemic. We see no indication nearly 2 years after this that we're getting back on track. We have not dedicated enough resources to help these kids get back on track. There's a reason that the state of Mississippi is beating Washington when it comes to the education of their children.
I was just going to bring up Mississippi, Senator, because about 11 months ago, I talked to the governor of Mississippi, and it was back in January, February of this year at SHOT Show. Yep. And he said, look, when you get to third grade, if you're not ready for fourth, we hold you back. and then we give you tutoring and we bring you up to speed. And he said for the whole state of Mississippi, which I think is around a million people, Washington State is about seven times that much. They had to spend, I think he said it was $15 million. And I said that sounds like a rounding error when it comes to government. $15 million isn't much at all. But even if you multiply that by seven to apply it to Washington State and said at third grade, if the kid is behind, hold the kid back, apply some tutoring, get them up to speed, and then move them on to fourth. That seems like something that could be done under the current laws administratively. In other words, Chris Reichdahl could say, this is what we're going to do. Starting at the end of this year, any kid who isn't up to speed at the end of third grade gets held back. Tutoring money is applied. We got $100 million for that, which, again, would be a relatively small piece of overall education funding. We'll get the kids up to speed as much as we can before we move them to fourth grade. That could all be done without the legislature lifting a finger, couldn't it?
I think most of it could, and frankly, the legislature should, and I think would weigh in. Look, whether it's multiplied by seven or multiplied by 10, $150 million, we spend over $35 billion in a two-year cycle for K-12 public education. You're 100% right. This money, we can't afford to spend this money to get kids back on track. Mississippi is beating us because they are closing the achievement gap. They are bringing these kids who are struggling along, and we are not. The folks in the majority love to stand up and rant and rave about how, you know, social inequity and social justice, but they are the ones. Their actions have left these kids behind. We need to change this.
Well, and the only reason I suggest something that's within reach like that, Senator, is I know they can come up with giant plans for reforming all of education. Just do one thing. Test the kids at third grade. If they're not up to speed enough to go on to fourth grade will be wasted. I mean, if you're a kid who comes into fourth grade, can't read at a beginning fourth grade level, can't do math, can't do that, this and that, then fourth grade gets wasted on you and you fall farther behind. But it would be relatively easy to say to the teachers, identify the kids that are not yet ready for fourth grade. We'll hold them back. Maybe we'll give them tutoring this summer, you know, next summer. And get them up to speed. Maybe they can go on to fourth grade right away. Maybe they need to be held back for 6 months. And all this social promotion nonsense, we can throw that one right out the window. That is Senator John Braun. He's from Washington State, of course, in the Washington State Legislature.